WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, track and field qualifying meets were held last night in all classes. In Class 3A, Atlantic hosted a boys and girls meet last night. In girls team scoring, Harlan won the team title with 179 points. Carroll, Creston, Glenwood, and Atlantic, the top five. Automatic qualifiers were the top two finishers in each race. In the 100 meters, Lauren Janning of Carroll and Keisha Caudill of Glenwood, the top two. Michaela Evers of Harlan and Melanie Nielsen of Atlantic were the top two in the 200 meters. Jessica Ierley of Winterset won both the four and 800-meter events. Asa Claver of Harlan was second in the 400. Taylor Hudson of Creston, second in the 50 in the 800. In the 1500, Allie Krogman of Atlantic was the champ. She also won the 3,000-meter title to advance to state. Emily Wignall of Creston was second in the 1500. Brittany Sawyers of Winterset, second in the 3,000. In the 100 hurdles, Katie Trecker of Carroll and Mercedes Liparoto of Glenwood were the top two. In the 400 hurdles, Audrey Bollinger of Creston and Trecker of Carroll were one and two. Also in the field events, the high jump, Jess Shaben of Harlan and Morgan Cullen of Carroll, the top two. In the long jump, Allie Miners of Carroll and Sarah Salerno of Glenwood were the top two. In the discus, it was Abby Sonderman of Harlan and Katie Pudens of Creston finishing 1-2. And in the shot, Cassie Cruz of Glenwood and Lauren Janning of Carroll were the top two finishers. In the relay events, the shuttle hurdle, it was Harlan and Glenwood. In the 4x100, it was Carroll and Glenwood. Harlan and Dennison were 1 and 2 in the 4x200. Harlan and Creston finished 1 and 2 in both the 4x4 and 4x800-meter relays. Harlan and Creston also were 1 and 2 in the sprint medley, while Creston won the distance medley with Harlan second. On the boys' side last night, Glenwood won the team title with 177 points. Harlan, Creston, Carroll, and Atlantic were the top five teams. Automatic qualifier for the boys also were the top two finishers. In the 100 meters, Anthony Byerink of Carroll and Joey Foss of Harlan the top two. Foss won the 200 with Colin Bevins of Creston second. Derek Jones of Glenwood and Adam Purdy of Winterset the top two in the 400. In the 800 meters, Mark Abrams of Glenwood and Jay Wolf of Creston were the top two. Abrams also won the 1600 meters with Brandon Phipps of Creston the runner-up. Phipps won the 3200 meters with Trevor Turner of Winterset the runner-up. Austin Hess of Harlan and Mitch Bowden of Glenwood were the top two in the 110 hurdles. Derek Jones of Glenwood, Josh Lamberts of Carroll finished 1-2 in the 400 hurdles. Also in the relay events, Harlan and Carroll were the tops in the 4x1, Harlan and Glenwood in the 4x2. It was Glenwood and Harlan in the 4x4, and Glenwood and Creston in the 4x8. Atlantic won the distance medley relay, followed by Glenwood. The shuttle hurdle, it was Glenwood and Carroll, the top two. Also in the field events, Andy Vile of Red Oak won the high jump, with Briar Evans of Creston the runner-up. Sam Markham, the champ in the long jump. Grant May of Glenwood was second. Tyler Hovey of Atlantic won both the discus and the shot put titles to advance, while Daniel Gorman of Glenwood was second in the discus. Clayton Geesting of Glenwood second in the shot put event last night. And Class 1A, the state track qualifiers were just the champs in each event. In the meet at Guthrie Center last night, on the girls' side, Teresa Frells of Guthrie Center won both the 3,000 and 1,500-meter titles. Also, it was Sydney Parker of Exira EHK winning the long jump. Trainer took the 4x800-meter relay. Kaylee Christensen of Trainer won the shot put. Shaylee Rath of Trainer the high jump. Trainer won the shuttle hurdle relay. Emma Conkler of Audubon won both the 100 and 200 meter titles last night. Guthrie Center took the distance medley relay. Jen Neville of Exira EHK, the champ in the 400. Paige Volkins of Trainer won the discus. Shaylee Rath of Trainer, the champ in the 100 hurdles and the 400 hurdles. AHST won the 4x2. Leah Courtney of Guthrie Center, the champ in the 800. Also, Exira EHK took the 4x1 and Trainer the 4x400 meter titles. On the boys' side last night, Riverside won the 4x800 meters. Rick Williams of Riverside, the champ in the shot put. Connor Meese of Trainer won the high jump event. Josh Sindelar of St. Albert was the champ in the 3200. Dane Livengood of Trainer won the long jump and also took the 100 meter title. Trainer won the shuttle hurdle relay. Quentin Keck of Trainer was the champ in both the 400 meter and the 400 meter hurdle. Discus went to Bill Price of AHST. Cade Cleveland of Riverside won the 1,600 meters. Connor Meese of Trainer, the champ in the 110 hurdles. St. Albert took the 4x2 title. Tim Schachner of Guthrie Center won the 200 meters. Also, St. Albert won the distance medley and 4x100 meter titles. Cade Cleveland of Riverside was the champ in the 800, and Exira EHK won the 4x100 meter title last night. They all advance. Also in Class 1A action from Corning last night, Grizzled won the team title on the girls' side. Among the highlights, Rebecca Topham of Grizzled won the 400-meter hurdles, the 800, the 1500, and 3000-meter titles to advance to state in all those events. Caitlin Stroud of Corning won the 100 and 200-meter titles. Grizzled also won the 4x400 and 4x800-meter relays. Velisca took the 4x1 and 4x200-meter relay titles last night. On the boys' side, Fremont Mills won the team title with 141 points. Among the highlights, Nick Pittman of East Mills won the 100 and 200 meter titles. Andrew Thompson of Nishnabotna won the 32 and 1600 meters. Griswold took the 4x4 and distance medley relays, while Bedford won the 4x1 and 4x200 meter relays last night. Now, those are automatic qualifiers. There'll be other qualifiers that'll be determined as well today, and those numbers will be out later on this afternoon. Well, the Atlantic doubles team of Mitch Leiferman and Tyler Fisher have advanced to the boys' state tennis tournament as they won the Red Oak District meet on Thursday. The team standings saw Red Oak win the team title with 22 points. Atlantic was second with 16. Glenwood and Harlan tied for third with 12 points each. Glenwood advances to the preliminary sub-state due to their regular season win over Harlan. Glenwood will play at Atlantic on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Now, in the doubles championship match, Leiferman and Fisher of Atlantic defeated Jordan Nelson and Craig White of Red Oak 6-1, 1-6, and 7-6. It went 7-4 in the tiebreak. Both those teams will advance to state, though. Singles championship went to Pete Walker of Red Oak. He beat Nate Ohms of Harlan 6-love and 6-1 in the finals. They'll both advance to the state meet as well, as that action will move them both forward in tournament play to the state division. Also in high school soccer last night, Denison defeated Atlantic in girls action 3-1. Amy Lovren scored Atlantic's only goal in the second period off an assist by Alyssa Becerra that was set up by a cross from Rianne Cappell. Tara Edelman led the way defensively with 7 steals. Maren McNeese had 19 saves in the net last night for the Trojans. It's boys' golf day today now, as Atlantic will host a Class 3A boys' golf sectional meet today at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Joining Atlantic are Carroll, Creston, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, Perry, and Red Oak. In Class 2A, Tri-Center will host Clarinda, IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, St. Albert, Shenandoah, and Underwood. That'll be at Quail Run. In Class 1A at the Griswold Golf and Country Club today, Griswold is joined by Bedford, Corning, East Mills, Fremont Mills, Lennox, Nishnabotna, Sydney, and Villisca. Also in Class 1A, Nottoway Valley hosts a meet today at the Greenfield Country Club. That meet will include Adair Casey, Cam, Earlham, East Green, Exira EHK, Guthrie Center, Madrid, and Woodward Granger. Another Class 1A meet will be held at Dunlap Golf Course. Among the teams, AHST, Audubon, Boyer Valley, Coon Rapids Bayard, Riverside, Trainer, West Harrison, and Woodbine. Those meets are set to start at 10 o'clock this morning. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6 and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In the NBA playoffs last night, the Philadelphia 76ers advanced to the Eastern Conference semifinals as they pick up a 79-78 win over the Chicago Bulls last night. They'll play Boston in the second round. Also last night, Boston rallied to nip Atlanta 83-80, eliminating the Hawks in six games. The L.A. Lakers need to win Game 7 at home Saturday night to advance to the second round in the West as Denver jumped out to an early lead and beat the Lakers 113-96 in the Mile High City. Well, Steven Strasburg struck out a season-high 13 over six innings, and the Washington Nationals snapped a three-game losing streak with a 4-2 win over Pittsburgh yesterday as Strasburg improves to 3-0 with the win. That was the only game in the National League yesterday. In the American League, the Orioles became the first American League team to open a game with three straight home runs as Baltimore added two more long balls against Colby Lewis in a 6-5 win over the Texas Rangers in the doubleheader opener yesterday. J.J. Hardy, Ryan Flaherty, and Nick Markakis began the bottom of the first inning with homers to give Baltimore a lead they would not relinquish. The Rangers won the nightcap 7-3, Josh Hamilton belting his Major League-leading 15th home run. C.C. Sabathia outpitched David Price for the first time in six career matchups between the All-Star lefties as Robinson Cano and Curtis Granderson homered. Yankees beat Tampa Bay 5-3. Detroit rode an 8-run third inning and held off Oakland 10-6. Henderson Alvarez pitched seven strong innings to win his third straight start for the Toronto Blue Jays in a 6-2 win over Minnesota. Cleveland roughed up and battled Boston starter Josh Beckett in an 8-3 loss yesterday as well. The Boston Red Sox paid tribute to public address announcer Carl Bean on Thursday, a day after he died after having a heart attack while driving. The American flag in center field flew at half staff as the Red Sox and Cleveland Indians stood along the baselines for a moment of silence honoring the voice of Fenway Park. The Red Sox also showed a series of still photographs showing moments from Bean's career and ending with a shot of him in the booth that he occupied since 2003, smiling as he gazed down on the field. Also in baseball news, Vladimir Guerrero has agreed to a minor league contract with the Toronto Blue Jays. General manager Alex Anthopoulos cautioned that there's no guarantee the 37-year-old will join the big league team. Toronto will send him to extended spring training in Florida to assess his condition. Guerrero hit .290 with 13 homers and 63 RBIs in 145 games as a DH for Baltimore last season. In his 16-year major league career, Guerrero has a .318 batting average with 449 homers. That ties him for 35th all time. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Iowa over Fresno 10-1, Sacramento topping Omaha by a score of 9-4. In golf, Ian Poulter ran off a string of four straight birdies midway through his opening round and is tied with Martin Laird after both shots, 7-65 after the first round of the Players' Championship. Blake Adams is one shot back. Kevin Na and Ben Crane are two off the lead. A week after missing the cut for just the eighth time as a pro, Tiger Woods shot a wildly inconsistent 74 that included three birdies and five bogeys on his card. He'll have to play well today to avoid missing consecutive cuts for the first time in his career. Kentucky Derby-winning trainer Doug O'Neill could face a suspension in California after one of his horses was found to have an elevated level of total carbon dioxide, an infraction for which he previously has been punished. The California Horse Racing Board is considering the case, which involves milkshaking. That's the illegal practice of giving a horse a blend of bicarbonate of soda, sugar, and electrolytes. The mixture is designed to reduce fatigue and enhance performance. O'Neill faces his third total carbon dioxide violation in California and fourth in a career that spanned 25 years. Speaking at Pimlico Racecourse, where he's overseeing Derby winner I'll Have Another in preparation for the May 19th Preakness, O'Neill adamantly denied that charge. In NFL news, the Broncos have agreed to terms with veteran free agent cornerback Drayton Florence, who was released by the Buffalo Bills last week. He's a 10th-year pro whose release from the Bills was regarded as a mild surprise. The New England Patriots have hired Bill Belichick's son as a coaching assistant, making him the third generation of the family to try his hand as a football coach. The Pats say Steve Belichick will join his father's staff. Bill Belichick's father, also named Steve, was a fullback who played for the Lions and coached in college. More than 60 former NFL players have filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles, joining hundreds of others who claim pro football didn't properly protect its players from concussions. The lead plaintiff is Hall of Famer Art Monk, who played wide receiver for the Redskins from 1980 to 93 and says he suffered multiple concussions that are causing continuing problems to this day. And the USFL is back in business, and Hall of Fame receiver Fred Biletnikoff has signed on to be one of the league's advisors on football operations. The USFL went out of business in 1987 after losing millions of dollars, and despite winning a lawsuit against the NFL, they were awarded just $3 in indemnities. The USFL plans to kick off next March in 8 cities and play a 14-game season. They'll use players who are not drafted by the NFL or who are released by NFL teams, with player and coaching contracts all owned by the league. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.